This morning, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced the winners of this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The award went to a group of scientists who did some fundamental research into the little protein-making factories that are inside all living cells. NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield Boyce is here to talk more about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's get their names first.
Okay, there are three winners. It's Ada Yonat at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel, Thomas Stites at Yale University here in the U.S., and Venki Ramakrishnan at the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge, England.
And obviously, this is complicated research, but it's quite intriguing. Protein making factories. Tell us what they do inside those living cells, or how they make those cells live, really.
Okay, well, in every living cell, you have a little thing called a ribosome. And these are very complex little machines, but basically, they build all the proteins we need for life. And the genetic code for different proteins, the kind of recipes for the proteins, are contained in the DNA of each cell. But to make a protein, that recipe gets carried to the ribosome. The ribosome reads the recipe and then puts together a string of chemicals called amino acids in exactly the right order to make whatever protein you want to have.
And this is pretty, in a sense, basic or long-known science. What did these Nobel winners discover that's new?
Well, what they did is they all worked to develop a highly detailed map of all the atoms in the ribosome. So basically, they wanted to know its structure in precise detail. Because if you know the structure, then you know exactly how the ribosome works. And, you know, that sounds pretty straightforward, but the ribosome, remember, is really complicated. For a long time, people thought that figuring out a structure like this would not even be possible. It was just that complex, and it took decades.
And so what? They took decades to do this?
Well, I mean, one of the researchers started working on it back in the 1970s, and then, work just continued up until the year 2000 when there was a publication, finally, of the structure of all the different atoms. But, I mean, people all over the world were doing research into this. They were sort of basically attacking the ribosome, trying to figure out all its secrets.
So how is this being used?
Well, it's highly practical information, because if you think about the fact that ribosomes are essential for life, that means all life, including bacterial life that can cause disease. And so ribosomes are a good target for drugs like antibiotics. And many antibiotics actually kill bacteria by binding to bacterial ribosomes and blocking their normal function. And if you have a good map of all the atoms in a ribosome, then you can make a kind of 3D model and use that model to design new antibiotics that attack the ribosome in new ways. And that's really important because, as you know, resistance to antibiotics is a growing problem in medicine.
But because this is such a basic part of life, I'm going to guess that there's more uses for it than as important as it is, than antibiotics.
Yeah, I mean, I think that taking the genetic code and using it as a blueprint to make proteins is a profoundly, profoundly important thing. It's involved in pretty much everything a living thing does. And so who knows what will come of it? And that's the kind of research that gets you a Nobel.
Nell, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR science reporter, Nell Greenfield Boyce. Thank you.